2.
Mm-hmm.
And we were on page 53. Tell about your favorite or least favorite teachers in elementary school.
Well, my favorite teacher in elementary school was a lady named Mathalie. And she was interested in everybody, and she used to get me books from the Harrisburg Library of World War I and other about Texas Rangers and everything, and I used to love to read them books. And she's about the only person, only teacher I ever had that would ever do that for me and anybody else that was in the school and wanted magazines or books or something about history and various other things. She would do her best to get them. And one thing about it, you take them and keep them a week, then the following Monday, you get up and tell everybody in the school what you had read for the last week. And I really enjoyed that.
Any other teachers you remember that had an impression on you?
Well, the second teacher I ever had, his name was Humphrey or something. And he was a type of person that was interested in all children. And he'd teach you everything he possibly could. Anything that you was lacking in, you, it seemed like you couldn't get it, he'd pay extra attention to you in that particular item or class or whatever it was. And over the years, though, I cannot ever condemn any of the school teachers that I ever had. All of them seemed to be interested in the children and teach them everything that they possibly could.
So Miss Mathalie,
mm-hmm,
would go to Harrisburg Library and get you guys books.
Yeah.
She would check them out for you and bring them back to you at school.
That's
right. Did you guys ever go to the library there in Harrisburg yourself?
No, we couldn't.
You weren't allowed to?
No. She'd get them, and we had a week. And the end of that week, the Monday morning, you would tell a story about what you read in that book.
So if you told your story, and did other kids get interested in it, and then they would read the book?
Oh, yeah.
You guys would hand books around from person to person.
Well, I'd say maybe half a dozen of us that would read that book, you know.
Yeah, that's great.
And there was about cowboys and World War I, aircraft, all kinds of good things with a young man my age and all. It was, to me, it was out of this world.
Did you take the book home and read it at night?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
so
I take it home.
Read it by lamplight or candle?
Yeah. Well, we always had lamp lights or something like that, a candle. And we didn't have electricity until years after that. But we always managed to have enough light that we could read. And sometimes you couldn't. We get one of your sisters that maybe had a little better education to read for you.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And
what was your favorite subject in elementary school?
History. That was my favorite subject, was history.
Did you ever receive an award or recognition for special achievement?
Well, I was in the spelling bees, and I won quite a few of them.
You did?
Yeah. And I got complimented about it. Today I can always spell P-H-E. Well, I do pretty good.
How did they run the spelling bees? Were they there in the school, or did you compete?
Yeah, in the school. There'd be two or three schools involved in it.
Okay.
And we would... back in them days, the schoolhouse wasn't very big, and most all of them was in walking distance. And they'd come to your school, or you'd go to their school.
Did the whole school go over there?
No, just the ones that's in the spelling bee.
Oh, okay.
One time it'd be in this school, next time it'd be in that one over there, that way. That way you would get everybody get involved in your spelling bee.
Was it like once a month, or?
Yeah, maybe one time a month, or something like that, similar to it. And but we always enjoyed doing it. And I don't know whether it improved my spelling or didn't. I never was sure, but what we had to spell was in the spelling book. And we'd go through it. And they wouldn't give us these big long words with 10 or 15 letters. They gave us one, I think it had maybe 6 or 7 letters, but it'd be the biggest ones we'd have.
Was it the same group of kids that would go each time, or would they pick different
No,
kids?
They'd be different ones.
Yeah, so yeah, everyone got to participate.
Yeah, maybe I'd go one time and I wouldn't go no more for maybe once or twice a season or something like that.
Right, okay.
But I enjoyed it.
On page 54, do you remember the occurrence of any significant historic events during your elementary school days? Did something happen, some historical event, while you were in elementary school?
Well, in fact, I mean, I don't know any event except...
Well, see, when did the stock market crash? Was that in the 20s or 30s? That was in the 30s, wasn't it?
Yeah. I can't recall.
It was 1929.
It was 29.
Anything, really? When I went to Shakertown School, we had a boy get his eye put out from. We was playing shinny with a stick and a ball, and one guy hit this and went and hit this guy. The stick slipped out of his hand. And went the stick and got this guy's eye out like that. Now, there was no historical event,
but you remember it.
It's pretty bad. Guy, boy, name it was Enoch Allen, and we took him to Harrisburg Hospital, and his eye. We went from Shakertown to Harrisburg, and his eye would lay down here on this.
Oh, it was.
Like that.
It came completely out.
Yeah, it wanted to kill him, but it didn't. And his eye was, they just took it out. They never could, keep it or nothing. And you're talking about some boys and getting it for over that. Because the teacher had to explain how Enoch got his eye gouged out with a stick.
But didn't you say he was a tattletale?
Yeah, but we didn't do that. No, that one was a tattletale one I hung with, tried to hang with a rope, sweetheart.
Say that again, what happened? This was in school?
Yeah, well, we was in school, and this guy, he was always, if we do something outside at the playgrounds or something, he'd tell the teacher.
He would?
Yeah. So I thought, well, we'll take care of that little thing. My brother, my oldest brother, he worked low for Gas and Electric, and he had these cotton ropes about the size of my finger, and if they got aluminum paint on them, they had to throw them away. Well, Walt would bring them home to Pop, maybe 100 foot, in a rope. So I brought one of them ropes to school and fixed a hangman's noose on it, and we put it around his neck and throwed it over the limb, and we were going to draw him up and hang him.
Go ahead. So what happened?
Well, I was pulling him up. Somebody was helping me.
You were really going to do it?
Sure we was going to do it. One of the girls run up to Miss Matt, not Miss Matt, Miss Rose was her teacher's name. Said they're hanging, I can't get his name. Yeah, it was, and boys, that teacher ran out there and she whooped, kicked us.
Oh.
And we had let him down, took a rope off of it. And about 7, 8 years ago, I went to this house, this guy's place, where he runs a big grocery store down in the other part from Harrisburg. And I went in there, went to his house, not his house, to his business. And I walked in there, but it'd been years and years and years, because I knew where his store was, but I didn't know what he looked like. And I went in there, and Robert, I said, no, it wasn't Robert. Shepherd. Shepherd was his name. I said, I'm looking for Shepherd. First name, the guy that comes said, oh, said, oh, he's back here in the store. And that knucklehead I was talking to was him. And he talked to me a little while. Well, I told him I was Morgan French, and I went to a Riverside school, and I wanted to see such and so and so. And while he laughed, he couldn't hold it anymore. Said, I'm him.
It was him. Yeah, yeah. He's not in the back. He's right here. Yeah. Did you know that was him?
Huh?
Did you know it was him?
Yeah, no, I didn't know it was him. And I said, well, I tell you what I want to do. This has been on my mind for years, and I want to apologize to you and ask you to forgive me for what we was trying to do to you that day in Riverside School. And he laughed. He got a great big kick out of that. He said, you know, all these years, I never give it a thought.
He didn't mean nothing.
No, it didn't bother him. I said, well, I want you to forgive me for doing that, because I could have broke your neck. He said, well, you're forgiven. And I talked to him for a while, and then I felt a whole lot better after that, because he had a good business, a great big old country store.
Yeah.
Wallace Shepherdson, that was his name, Wallace Shepherdson.
And you remember that all those years that was with you.
Yeah.
You had to go back and apologize.
Well, yeah, if that girl hadn't run in and told the school teacher, we'd have hung him. I was getting ready to tie the rope off and hang him.
How old were you then?
Well, I guess I was maybe 12 or 14 years old.
You're pretty old.
Like
yeah. You're old enough to know better than that.
Well, I knew better than that. But I was trying, that tattletale biz, that made me stand quite a bit. If I'd done,
uh-huh.
I hit somebody with a mud ball or trip them and they'd fall down. In school like that, your playground was out there. It was muddy and wet and all that kind of mess. We had a basketball court in there. You'd go out there and take a mud ball and throw up and hit the basket, hit the backboard of the basketball court. Just mean it.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't the only one down there. And Robert, he was running the, Wallace running the house, and oh, Miss So-and-so, Miss Rose was her name. Now she's coming to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Said, Morgan, just throw the mud ball up there on that basketball court or something else.
And then once he did that, she had to do something, right? I mean, she couldn't let it go.
Absolutely. Or something else.
So you'd get in trouble, and he made all of you mad, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, we was all going to hang him. Well, the others were going to have me hang him, too.
Which of your friends do you best remember there from the school? Did you have a lot of good friends?
There was Peebler boys. There was three or four Peebler boys. Ike Peebler, Bobby Peebler, and all them. We was all good friends because we didn't live too far apart.
Oh, yeah, okay. You guys walked to school and back?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was about 3 miles. We walked that every day.
Uh-huh.
Rain or shine, it didn't matter. You ride a raincoat or something.
Whatever happened to the Peebler boys?
Well, they all moved to Indiana, and as far as last time I know, they're all dead.
Okay.
It was during World War II. I think two or three of them got killed during the war. And my girlfriend, she got married and had about 10 children, I think. And somebody said she died. Mr. Peebler and Miss Peebler, they lived in Indiana. And I went to the Army after I come back from World War II. I went to Indiana, the Army post up there, for about a month or less. And I went to their house. I went to Viola was to her house, and she weighed about 400 pounds. She's a big, great big woman, and she had about, I don't know how many children she had, but years later I heard that she died.
Wow.
And all the boys, over a period of time, you know, this, that, and other, mother and father and everybody else had died. But that was part of life, all of it.
Okay, so what games and activities did you enjoy in school there? You guys play games and...
Yeah, well, I like to play baseball and basketball. And we had what they call shinny, where you take a stick and hit a tin can. And it was dangerous. That's what caused that boy to get his eye plugged out.
Right.
One of the shinny sticks slipped out of a guy's hand, and it went and caught him and just flipped his eye out.
Was your baseball games organized? Did you guys play baseball against
the other
schools?
Yeah, we just go to other schools
and
play them. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you do it at night or during the... I guess it was
daytime.
All during the day.
Yeah, we
didn't
have lights. So.
Right.
No, we'd go and play, and I pitched a lot of the games. Even the school teachers, they played in the game too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did your parents and families all come to the games?
No, just the school, that's all. Miss Mathily, she was one of her teachers. Miss Watts, at Shakertown, this was. And Miss Mathily, she loved to get out there and play baseball with us. And we had a good time.
Did you have gloves and everything?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Part of the school
equipment. Yeah, bats and gloves and the whole thing.
Nice.
Masks and everything else, you know. So we'd play maybe the school here today and go out of Cornersville Pike out there. There's a school out there. We'd go out there and play school. That's where I got this finger. See that big finger?
Yeah.
I get a finger ball, catching the ball.
You did.
Well, that stopped my baseball for quite a while.
Did you guys listen to the baseball game, professional games on radio or anything? Did
no.
the school have electricity?
Mm-mm.
No. Okay. All right. So here we are on page 55. Tell about the first motion picture you ever saw.
Well, I was in Harrodsburg, Kentucky, and I was in there watching it, and I was sitting by my Uncle Billy. That was Grandma Betty French, that was her son. He was a grown man. I watched this movie, and I watched this train coming down the track, and buddy, I got up and flew out of that moving picture show. I did. It scared me. I thought that train was going to run over us.
It was coming right at you, huh?
Yeah. They had to run me down to catch me.
How old were you?
I'm about four, about maybe 6 years old, five, six, seven, somewhere
pretty
in that
young.
Area. Yeah. First movie I ever seen that was there in Harrisburg. It's a fire department now, but it used to be a movie house in there. And they took it down in town, the movie.
Uh-huh.
And I went to movie down there over the years a whole lot of times. They used to have some real nice movies there in town.
Right.
I don't know where the movie theaters are now in Harrisburg. But over a period of time, they had them in a lot of different places, you know. Mm-hmm. And
that must have been a pretty big deal to have the theaters, the
mm-hmm.
first theater over
oh,
in
yeah.
downtown.
Yeah.
It must have been crowded, lots of people in there all the
well,
time.
Well, it's full. It was always full when they, you know, when they had the movies. And I went there when I
movies?
Could.
Did they play the movies all the time, or they run it all the time, or just at night?
No, just at night time, yeah. But I don't know, it seemed like it was 5 or 6 o'clock, and they'd go to about 10 or something like that. I really can't remember.
They ask here, what was your favorite radio and television shows? When did you guys get radio?
Oh, we got that way back. But radio, we listened to it, but there was never anything favorable. We just listened to everything.
Whatever was on, huh?
Yeah, whatever.
You didn't have a favorite show like The Shadow?
Well, we did later on have favorite shows. In fact, today they have reruns right now on TV that we seen way back then.
Uh-huh, okay.
And
they play that all over again.
Yeah, I can't, it's channel 65 on ours.
Do you remember when you got the first radio?
Yeah, we lived down in Shakertown. I don't know, 1934, somewhere in like that. Yeah, we got a radio.
It was battery powered then.
Yeah, it was battery powered. And every Saturday they take the batteries to the town and get them charged and bring them home.
Okay.
And that last a week, because you had to, you had to judge what you're going to play on the radio or the battery would go down.
And that'd be it. That's
and,
that.
Yeah, and we didn't have nothing that had a battery. So we'd listen to it until the battery went down. Then we'd wait till Saturday, take it down, get it charged, then come back and play it Sunday and maybe special programs we played. And that's it.
Did you listen to the baseball games and no?
They never did have, they didn't have baseball games. They had them, but they wasn't on the very, I don't think they ever was on the radio.
Oh.
That I can ever recall. If there was, we just paid no attention to it. We'd go to the ball game.
Yeah, it wasn't your favorite thing to listen to.
Uh-huh.
Let's see, 55. Did you have any pets? What were they? What were their names?
Oh, my goodness. How big a tablet you got?
It's a big. Do you remember any of your pets? What were your
favorite
pets?
Yeah, I remember all of them. Well, I can remember all of them. Well, let's see. First pet we had was a... Well, when me and my wife got married...
Go back further than that.
Oh, back further than that?
No, way back further than that. When you were a child, when you were in grade school.
Yeah, well, let me see. We had a dog, we called him Bulger. That was his name. But the kind of dog he was, I can't remember. But I can tell you a little story about him.
Yeah.
On Saturdays, when Mom got ready to go to town, she'd pop it to hook up old Bill to the buggy, and maybe one or two of the girls would go, and they'd go out, and here come Bulger. And he'd get under that buggy and trot all the way to town.
Underneath?
All underneath the buggy, all the way to town. If she took a spring wagon, he trotted under that spring wagon all the way to town. And don't let another dog run out from by somebody's house in town and bark at that wagon or buggy, because Bulger got him. He'd follow him all the way in, and Mom would go to the livery stable where the horse was took out from whatever he's pulling, and they put him in a stall and gave him some feed, and Bulger would go in and he'd lay down in that stall with that horse until Mom come back and got him, and they would hook him back up to the wagon or buggy. The Bulger got back underneath it, and away they come
so
back
he
home.
Was, he protected you and the horse.
And the wagon, the horse. She come up Main Street in town, any of them dogs, they knew that dog, and they would run behind the house, not out this way. And we kept Bulger, I don't know how long, and somebody one time, back way back, when a horse or a cow or something would die, they put him in a sinkhole and put something on him to eat him up, or, you know, and Bulger, Pop thought, I think, that he eat something out of one of them animals that they put in a hole, sinkhole, and they killed him.
Oh.
And that was like losing one of the family. And we had other dogs. We had a collie dog, Scotty, and he was one of the best dogs. We took him to Germany with us, brought him back. We kept him a long time. He never did learn to fight until we were stationed at Fort Knox, Kentucky, in a little place out there called my brain's getting worse all the time. Marlboro. And the dog, every dog there whooped him. And finally got to the point he figured out a bunch of boys. And he got to whooping every dog in that trailer car.
He did.
He really did.
He got mad, huh?
Yeah, he did.
Okay, so back when you were in grade school, did you ever have a special place where you went to be alone?
No.
No?
Never did.
What did you daydream about when you were young? Did you daydream about being a baseball player or going in the Army or?
Well, I did have a dream going in the Armed Forces, because I used to see be a big old truck and all these soldiers on these trucks. Oh, I like that. And that's one reason I joined the National Guards, to make a little extra money, then every year, then we'd go to Fort Knox. And we'd train down there for 2 weeks, then we'd come back to Harrisburg, then we'd all go home.
Well, what else did you daydream about anything else when you were young?
Not that I can think of.
Fire, be a fireman or
no,
police?
No,
or,
no, not really.
Work on the farm? Did you daydream about working on the farm?
No, nothing.
Did you see yourself as being a farmer when you got older? Or?
No, I see myself as not being a farmer.
Not being a farmer.
After World
War II. That wasn't the life you wanted, huh?
No, I'll take that back. After World War II, if my brother hadn't got killed, we would have been a farmer.
You might have gone back to
that. And my wife told me if I'd have been a farmer, she would have never married me.
Yeah, we kind of heard that story when she was talking.
Yeah.
She wasn't going to marry a farmer.
No, said I'll never marry a farmer.
When you were young in grade school, what were your favorite things to eat?
Gosh, I don't know, favorite thing. I liked the strawberries, blackberries.
You guys go out blackberry hunting a lot?
Yeah, we sure did. Every year we'd go out and pick them and then Mom would can them. Blackberry jam, strawberries, I don't know what jam, I guess.
Did peaches grow there?
Mm-hmm.
Peaches, did they grow there?
Yeah, peaches pears. And apples, pears, all that stuff. And we used to take apples and they'd peel them and cut them up and put a tarp or canvas up on the roof of the house, and then we'd put them up there to dry.
Oh.
And old me, I had a job getting up there and spreading that stuff out, because I was small and I wasn't to hurt the roof.
Uh-huh.
And if we had rain or something, I'd have to get up there and get all that off real quick before it got wet. And I did.
That was your job.
That was my job, yeah.
Are there any smells or flavors or sounds or songs that bring back memories of your childhood? When you walk around and you see something and it just takes you right back there.
I don't know of any songs.
Sometimes smells or flavors can take you back to your childhood.
Well, yeah, when Mom would cook foods, different things, and even today, I still smell them when my wife cooks them.
Uh-huh.
Fried stuff. You never get over that, I don't get.
Reminds you of way back when?
Absolutely. I used to have make cornbread fritters, or cornbread pan. You take cornbread and mix it up and make little patties, and then you'd cook it, fry it. And I used to sneak in the kitchen and steal me one or two of them while Mom was making. And I always thought I was stealing them. But I found out later years that she would always set them out there where I could get them without any problem.
She did.
she told me that in the later years. I think I'm going to bite you or do something to you. Oh, she did. She put them out there where I could get them without any problem. For supper time. That's when we normally had it was supper time. And I'd come to the house, get the milk buckets and do other things. And I'd see them out there and boy, I'd get me a couple and put it in my pocket and shoo. And she got a big kick out of it. And like I said, years later, she told me that I didn't steal them. She put them out there for me. Oh, me. But anyway, I eat a whole lot of fritters. Cornbread fritters.
And when you smell that now, it just reminds you of those
things. Well, yeah, sure does. Always does.
What birthday do you remember the most?
It seemed like my 70th birthday.
Oh, I mean back when you were real young. We're gonna come forward. Do you remember
when I got old enough to drive a car?
Oh. Okay.
But I drove a car
a
long
car
years
when
before.
9 years old.
Huh?
You drove a car when
you
were 9 years old.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, we didn't have to. I went to the World War II, and I never had a driver's license until I come home. I went up to the courthouse in Harrisburg, and they made me out some driver's license. But I'd been driving everywhere.
Yeah.
I was supposed to have had a driver's license, you know.
So do you remember any particular birthday as being outstanding or something that you remember special when you were young?
Well, let's see. Well, I think my 21st birthday was kind of outstanding. That gave me the right to do certain things and do drive a car. I drove a car anyway. And got the driver's license somehow.
So when you were really young, how did you spend, in your childhood, how did you spend your summers?
How did we spend our summers? Going to school and working.
Working, huh?
Yeah.
So when school let out in the spring, that's when work picked up, right?
That's right. We worked, even going to school, we come home in the evening, we had work to do. Always had something to do.
Mm-hmm. And Part of the farm life.
That's right. A lot of times we didn't go to school because we had the work to do at home, like cutting tobacco and cutting corn and various other things. That was more important than going to school.
Did your school teachers adjust what they taught you based on that? Because that probably happened to everyone, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
At least all the boys.
Yeah, all the boys. We had to stay home and help farm, you know, that really had to be done.
And it probably was the same seasons of the same times, right?
Yeah.
All the boys
just
would be gone.
Every year, yeah, same thing. And sometimes the girls even stayed home to help, do as various things. And it was a routine of things that we done every year. I mean, that's the way it was.
Did your family ever go on any vacations?
Not that I ever know of.
Don't remember any of them.
Uh-oh.
No.
They go visiting, around close places, but they wouldn't go like going from Kentucky to California or, something like never.
You ever go to like West Virginia or Tennessee?
No.
Never did.
Never.
It's pretty far to go.
Huh?
It's pretty far to go with a wagon.
With horse and buggy, yeah. Or a T-model Ford.
Even with that, right.
Yeah.
Right on page 59, describe how important religion was to your family when you were little.
Well, I believe in going to church and reading the Bible, and they'd tell us right from wrong. And
did you ever hear religious shows on the radio?
No.
It wasn't religious?
No.
What part did religion play in your social activities? Did you go to Sunday school?
Yeah.
When you were small? Yeah.
But sometimes, not very often, though.
Did they have ice cream socials at the school?
Yeah, at school and the church
and church.
Everywhere else. Yeah.
What else did the church do for social activities?
Well, they'd have big picnics. Well, I'll mention that. I don't recall anything.
Okay. Let's see. Which religious holidays were celebrated in your home? You guys celebrated Christmas.
Yeah.
And Easter.
Yeah.
What other? Any other religious holidays? Did you guys go to sunrise services when you did you have that sort of thing?
Mm-mm.
No, that was something.
Yeah, we did too. We did have sunrise. We'd go in there and have some school, sunrise. Yeah, we did, and we still have it.
For Easter, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You remember that from your childhood too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do they have any kind of special services at Christmas time?
Yes, they always had old Santa Claus and the Christmas tree and things like that.
At church?
Yeah, and I was old Santa Claus a few times.
You were?
Oh, yeah. That's a long way back yonder, see? And, I had a lot of things to do at Christmas time at the Christmas tree. Sing a little verse or something, and they were to carry on. I always added my part to it, which wasn't in the play. But I get by with it.
Oh, so you guys did a Christmas play?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, always.
And did you guys sing Christmas carols? And
well, some
did you ever go
the girls normally did. The boys didn't.
You didn't get to.
Yeah, the boys we couldn't sing anyway.
And you probably didn't want to.
No, absolutely not.
Were there carolers? Did people get together and go from house to house and carol?
Well, sometimes, yes, yeah. I think my sisters did quite a bit, but I can't recall me or my brother ever going caroling.
Okay.
But my sisters did, because most of them could sing pretty good. I thought they sang real good, really. I wouldn't tell them they couldn't.
All right, on 61, what do you remember about any health epidemics? Were there any health epidemics that you remember when you were a child?
Yeah, measles. We had the measles. There was like everybody in the country had the measles. And, let's see.
Whooping cough.
Yeah, whooping cough.
Mumps.
Mumps.
Did those come every year, or was it just, do you remember? One time. Mm-hmm. One time they would roll through with measles and mumps. And
then Dora had malaria fever, but that wasn't due to, we caught that, they said, from mosquitoes from Salt River. We both had to, we had malaria fever at the same time.
When you were real young?
Yeah. One day he'd have a fever and I'd have a chills. The next day it'd be the opposite way.
Was it, did everyone in the
No,
the area?
Just me and him.
It was just you two?
If anybody else had it, we didn't know about it.
How about
and they,
that?
And they probably did.
Did they know how to treat that at all?
Then we had a doctor that would ride his horse and bring his shotgun and hunt coming across the field to our house to give us the treatment. That really happened.
That was seriously ill. It asks here, were you ever seriously ill when you were little? And that's
yeah,
pretty serious.
Yeah, it was. So measles.
Did you ever have other things that were?
That was whooping cough.
Yeah. Okay.
Measles.
Mumps and measles and.
Pink eye. you remember anything else, honey?
What about your brother? Was he? Did he ever get seriously ill?
Yeah, he had measles. Just seemed like when one had something, the other had it.
Spread it.
Yeah.
What about polio? Did anyone in your neighborhood?
No, that was a long time. Polio before it ever started. Way back then.
Oh, polio hadn't.
No.
Oh, how about that? Did you have any serious accidents as a child?
No.
And you talk about you broke your finger playing baseball. Did you break any legs or arms or?
No.
You were very lucky then.
Yeah, I was pretty lucky.
62. Did you experience a family tragedy during your childhood, and how did it affect you?
Well, I don't remember any, and it didn't affect me anyway. I would guess because I don't remember anything.
Okay. Did anything unusual or strange happen to you during your childhood?
I can't recall a thing during my childhood. It seemed like I was always in pretty good shape, other than, being sick from the measles and stuff.
What about that time you were cutting corn and cut your knee?
Hmm? Oh, yeah, well, yeah. Cutting corn, and I cut through a stalk of corn. I hit too hard and cut a big groove in my knee, right around my knee.
Really? I don't
know. But I went to the doctor and they bandaged it up and everything, and I think I didn't have to cut corn for about a week. But it healed up and I went and had to go right back to work again. Yeah.
What were your greatest fears when you were a child?
Greatest fears? Of the dark, I guess. I think that's about the only thing I could ever be afraid of. Get out and I was afraid I'd walk over something or fall over something or do something like that. But that's about it. I never could think of anything else.
Did you have any favorite relatives? How were they important to you?
I had an uncle, one of my aunts, a husband. He let me drive his real car, and I thought that was the best thing in the world that ever happened to me. And I'm sure there are other things happened, but I just read at this time, can't remember.
What kind of car did he have?
He had a Rio.
Oh, a Rio, okay.
Yeah, big old car.
Rio, like R-I-O?
Yeah.
I never heard of that. Okay.
Yeah, that's way back.
Would he come for a visit? Did he come for a visit and then say, here, let's go?
Well, yeah. I already was driving a T-model Ford.
Uh-huh.
And I'd never drove a gear shift car. And he wanted to show me how to drive one.
I see.
And we got in it and took off. I think about one round of trip, I knew how to drive that reel. I caught
that?
Mechanical things like that. I just caught to them right now.
I'm going to pause it, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. We'll go on. Okay.
Okay.
Page 64, tell about the people who influenced you the most in your childhood. What adults or relatives or friends influenced you the most? Or teachers?
My dad, for one, and mom. Well, she influenced me in some things, but that's a hard thing to come up with.
Yeah, parents clearly are a main influence, right? And school teachers can be a main influence.
Yeah, well, Miss Matherly, she was one about to give me these books. I could read these stories about cowboys and Indians.
That was a big influence, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was. What about friends of your father or mother? Did they have an influence on you?
Nothing to matter. Not that I can recall or remember.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So your parents and Miss Matherly?
Yeah.
And anybody who was in town, maybe at stores or, I don't know.
Okay. I can't think of anybody.
What are the most memorable experiences you shared with your grandparents?
Well, I used to go to my grandparents wanted to run a blacksmith. Mm-hmm. And
do you ever work there with him?
Yeah, I used to help. Work the bellows that to keep his fire going so he could heat up metal and stuff like that. And I used to go go with her, and I'd go there and I'd work his bellows, and he'd show me how to heat metal and all that stuff. And I really enjoyed that. I went every chance I got to go.
Did you have that as a job, or was that just something you do when you get an opportunity?
That's when I had an opportunity to go. When Mom wanted to go there, because her sister was married to him.
Right.
And we go, I'd either go with her in the buggy or I'd drive a T-mile Ford. And I'd get in there and blow his bellows, pump it for him, and he'd show me how to do this and do that and all that stuff. And I really enjoyed it, really liked it. And then years later, when I was in the Army, I picked up welding, where I could weld things. I was pretty good at it. As time went on, though, I had to quit. My eyes wouldn't let me weld anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And
so that welding took you right back to your grandfather's blacksmith shop.
Oh, yeah. That's absolutely. And he enjoyed seeing me come, because I'd work the bellows while he was doing something else.
Did he have other apprentices or?
Oh, yeah. He had two or three other people that helped him work for him. But he'd get me in there and let me do that, to keep me out of meanness, keep me out of doing something. I figured out later he kept me out of walking around and picking up this.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. He gave you something to do.
He kept me busy all the time we was there.
Right.
Yeah.
But I
learned something, though, you know, doing it.
What about other grandparents? Any other experiences you had with your other grandparents?
Well, I had Grandma French. Well, she did teach me how to put tobacco in a pipe and light it and smoke two puffs, and if I'd done more than that, she said she was going to burn up my clothes. I think we mentioned that.
Yeah.
But all my grandparents, all of them was good to all those children. We never had no problem.
Okay. What's your saddest childhood memory?
Hmm?
Saddest childhood memory.
Well, I don't ever recall having any sad memories in my childhood. I don't recall ever having any, ever.
Tell a story about something funny that happened during your childhood.
Well, I'm sure something funny happened. I was going to school, I was riding a bicycle, and a big old Graham bus come by and blowed the horn, and it excited me. I run off the road and went hit a rock fence, and it went over that rock fence to the other side, and just skin up my knees and everything else. And the bicycle didn't belong to me, it belonged to my nephew. And I tore it up.
You ran it into the wall?
Rock fence. It just hit it, and the wheel, front wheel went,
Those fences.
It broke the frame and everything else.
Oh my gosh.
But I did tell them, I got it and carried it the rest of the way home. And then he wasn't there. He come to see us about a week or two later, and I told him what I'd done. Take it home, get it fixed, and I would try to pay for it. And I did pay for it. I don't know how I got the money, but I paid to get his bicycle fixed.
Wow.
And then in later years, I got me another bicycle, and I learned to ride it real good. No Greyhound bus around. Then later on in the years, then in the Army, I started riding a motorcycle.
Do you think riding that bicycle got you interested in riding the motorcycle?
Yeah, it did. And I started riding the motorcycle in the Army, and I rode for a long, long time. During World War II, I rode a motorcycle. When I got hit in the head with a piece of shrapnel, I was on the motorcycle then. And it kind of addled me, or knocked me out or something. And the motorcycle went down, I went down, and it towed me, and I picked up dirt, sand, and my face. You got to see me.
You were a mess, huh?
Oh, I was a mess. A hole in my head where a piece of shrapnel, I still got a groove up there. So
you've always had experiences with bicycles and motorcycles.
Well, motorcycle, I bought me a brand new one after World War II. I got me a Harley Davidson, brand new one. And I rode it until I finally decided to sell it. And I sold it. Now I got me a car. Yeah.
All right, tell a story about a frightening event from your childhood.
From a childhood?
I guess that.